fireplace, and the barbecue dance in Telqua, and then the there's always the Halloween dance.
Was that ever a masquerade or anything?
That's yes, masquerade dance, and then a dance on Armistice Day.
What's that?
That was when the First World War ended, November the 11th, I guess it was, or something like that.
Were you here when the war broke out?
The Second World War. Yes, I was here when it broke
out. What was it like here?
You mean when the
war broke out?
Well, the Depression had just ended, and things were real good. Lots of work and lots of employment. Wages were fairly good.
Wages were very good. Were you called away at all to go to war?
No, I wasn't.
Anyone close to you?
My brother Tom went, and I can remember when all these boys joined up.
Were you too young?
No, I was maybe too old.
Too old?
I was just a year too old every time they moved.
the
draft up. But Scotty went. And I remember the boys, a bunch of young boys standing out in front of the sergeants there, and the recruiting officer was giving quite a talk. And when he finished, well, there was about a dozen of them went over and signed up right now. They were willing to go.
And were they called right away?
Well, they weren't around very long before they got the call. They went to Rupert for their basic training. And then I don't know where they went all over from there.
You remember?
Is it?
Yeah.
I remember going by Catiline's cabin. He was the famous packer. And he had the door was open to his cabin, and he had a long pole in the door, and it was sticking in the stove. He didn't cut the wood. He just put it in the stove and let it burn off. and he had the long whisker.
Long whisker.
Yeah, I had a long beard, a long black beard. Very. Yeah, you should.
Tell me about Dave Wiggins.
I used to meet the trains at night, carry the mail, and I come back from the train, and Dave Wiggins had a big arm full of wood, and it was too much, and he couldn't carry it any further, so he put it down, and I come along just as he was putting it down with the little truck, and I said, "Where are you going with that wood, Dave?" He said, "I'm taking it home." Well, I said, "Just throw it on the back of the truck here, and I'll take it over for you." So I did that, took it over and unloaded at Dave's cabin, and then when I got back to the garage, well, I could see where Dave had taken the wood off my pile. He'd taken it home.
And you helped him carry it there.
I helped him take my wood home. I remember a fellow by the name of Elijah J. Dunlop. He was a colored fellow, and he said he was the first white man to come to Hazelden. And we were... So he prospected and did assessment work on his claims and so on. I was sitting, my brother and I were sitting on my grandfather's porch one evening, and we saw this, it'd be in August, and we saw this big flash late in the evening. We saw this big flash go up and the big bang, and we had bicycles. So we got our bicycles and we rode down to see what this bang was. This was in 2 Mile. And when we got to where this old color fella lived, well, he was laying out in front of the cabin on his back. And we thought he was dead. But we went over and picked him up, and he was still... His pulse was still beating, so my brother got some, there was a bucket of water in the cabin, so he brought the bucket of water out and splashed a little water on his face, and the old fellow woke up. And we asked him what happened. And he said, you know, I was just warming the beans up. He had a big airtight stove in the cabin. And he had the fire in there, and he set the beans, he set on top of the stove to warm up, and I smelled something burning. So he said, I followed the beans, and I grabbed them, and I took them out the door and set them on a big rock out in front there. And he said, just when I set that down, I don't remember anything else, he said. He said, I must have got the wrong wrong pail, because I had 5-6 of dynamite in the other bucket. And he said, I must have got the wrong pail, and it blew up. And he had pieces of the lard pail in his legs and his arms and his face and all over. So we took him down to the hospital, and he recovered. Even his eyesight come back. Hello there. Yeah, he said he got the wrong book.
And that was from Newtown. You saw that, I guess. There, or was it from down here?
Eh?
You saw it from Newtown?
No, that was right, you know, where Willie Slim's lives now.
2 Mile?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were living right there, and the cabin was right down where Archie Watson lived.
Oh, I see. Oh, I thought maybe you were way off in the distance.
And he thought he did just about the same as old Cataline. He had the big stove, and he'd poke the wood in the door. He'd cut the green jack pine out in the yard there. He'd poke the wood in the door and then into the stove. And that's he didn't book his wood either.
Thank you.
Thank you.